Welcome back to Of Steam, Steel, and Murder. Tonight, we have the second and concluding part to Session 46. We have three new iTunes reviews, which I'll wait to read out in our next session, but thank you to Robert Waycaster, Baron Taki, and Heavy Breathing for your reviews. Now for the show, Episode 46, Part 2. I told you those brain bombs would show up again.
Well, Marlo, when was the last one? Can make you lose your head.
The last one was the game that you ran.
No, mine was off.
Okay, continuing the recording. So, yes, brains everywhere. What do you do next?
Let's get some food in, because it's been a while, and I think some people might be getting a bit hungry. I say, eyeing George.
Are you kidding me?
I kind of point to the body. Yeah, it's a little hard for 300-pound
gorilla doesn't care about some human's head exploding in some other room.
I am also a bit...
How about we go to a nice diner with some coffee?
So after seeing a grisly destruction of a human being, talk turns to food.
Yes, I take a nip of my my flask.
Well, that is
how about we go to a diner?
Yes,
I mug
in deciding I like the taste of that nip. I take a slightly longer nip.
Hey, wait!
Hand
I have
the flask over now.
A little bit longer.
I slipped the boss another flask.
That's good.
It's bitter, like life.
Yep.
I think we'll need to get someone to pick up and deliver here, because I don't want to. We need to be near the radio station, and Dear's still making speeches, and he needs food and everything.
Out of character, we can call Famous D's, because then not only will they deliver, but they'll also pick up.
There you go.
Oh, you want fish?
On tomorrow's menu, dare to try. Yeah, sure. You can call up D and have food brought out.
No, we're not calling up D.
I'd rather with someone we haven't picked up also, because we don't want them to know where we are.
We want
perhaps the driver pieces. Could go.
Here's the dead drop.
Okay, I'll go get food. I will go pick them. I'll go pick up some food. What's the order?
Give them a large order of stuff, including stuff for George.
And a stop at the liquor store.
George, while he still has into his intellect, mimes stripping a banana.
Yeah. That way, I'll be giving you, if I can, the companion ability to communicate, and that'll be sign language.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the situation, city is largely handled.
As far as we can tell, what have we forgotten? What are we going to find out about when it calls us up in the middle of the night saying, oh, something exploded, or something else exploded?
Well, I mean, I have a phone number. I can give a call to someone. To Radke, and we could chat up with them.
I imagine with the great number of murders and deaths that there have been in Metapol, that there is some company that cleans up after murder scenes.
Oh, yeah.
What company? I'm expecting multiple.
Sunshine Cleaning.
There you go.
So what did you find out from?
I blah him. I mean, it was clear there was something there, so I was trying to...
I'm going to make sure Marlo and I are not nowhere near dear at the time when asking this, but this does raise the question of, is this real dear the actual real deal, or just another master clone that happens to be more cooperative at the moment?
Yeah, I mean...
Are you paranoid enough?
No. Put him in the room, ask him the same question, see if his head explodes.
No, I...
Also, you could ask him about... Wasn't there something about... the different body markings. You could check if he's got all the markings.
This might be a better clone. That may not mean much. It's been a better created clone.
Well, you could. That wouldn't take too long. At least it'd be an instant rule out.
There might be some test that Watson and Crick can run. I think Deer would be. He'd be willing to go along with it, because if he isn't, that's a hell of a pointer too. But I'm just thinking we something we should probably check.
I mean, yeah.
So, what is it you want to check?
At the moment, we'll, no, I'll just outline this to Marlowe first. We're not doing this right this second. We're just making the plan out. We'll get Deer, take him aside and say, look, we're worried that you are, in fact, another clone. Can we at least check over... Can we check your body?
I mean, if you want to do that, it's perfectly reasonable, and he understands that. I don't feel like a clone, but...
At some point, we'll be getting a proper genetic test done, but for the moment...
Well, the first thing that is very obvious is that the real Deer has all the traumas of childhood. He has stitches and marks, you know, that have healed and that sort of thing, which when you what you've heard is that the other Deer did not. And you can quickly check over
this
that.
This just might be a better clone.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
It's just when the other Deer started talking about a week ago, that made me a bit suspicious, because this has been going on longer than a week, so I'm wondering, are the clones being replaced? And is there a master clone that's been going on here? I don't know. But I'm suspicious.
Mm-hmm. As well you might be. But yeah, if you wish that scene to happen, Dare is perfectly... He'd like to know, too, because he readily admits to, since you haven't really talked to him much, that he can't remember all that much... back to when he came back from his vacation. He can remember the vacation, and then, of course, he remembers the whole time that he was holed up in Dare Mansion. But everything in between, he has really doesn't know what happened during that time. And that's like at least a month worth of memory gone.
Yeah, well, there's things we can do to get that memory back. But for right now, we need to contain the situation here. And as long as you're willing to help us and help me to probably get back, we're not going to push it right this minute, but this is something we will need to take care of sooner rather than later to make sure we all on board.
Oddly enough, to be frank with you people, I feel in the mood to hurt someone. We do know that there is a despicable person in town. I say that...
Oh, yeah, we do too, yes.
Let us... this appears to be going down quite well. I say that we find him and then turn him over to the police.
Considering the actions you've taken on those just following their orders... Just the police?
I'm sorry?
Considering the actions you've taken on the person following this person's orders, you just want to hand him over to the police?
He's fine. He's perfectly fine. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. But no, there's a fair point.
We have a functioning police state now.
While
the sooner we move, the less time they've got to put various other backup plans into action.
Yep.
While you guys have been checking out Dare and having this conversation, it's given enough time for your driver to get back, loaded down with food, which your ape starts.
Yep. That's why I got food.
You need to change your motorcycle into a van. Yeah, let's go hurt him. Hurt him a lot.
So food is passed around.
I do not partake.
Everyone stays far away from the corpse room.
Okay, who are we hurting now?
Oh, there's a certain, certain servant that needs a hurting.
There are multiple people. Which one?
There was one who was ordering, who was a agent for the ace in the whole game, and ordering the murder slash kidnapping.
Yeah. I thought we killed that guy.
No, we killed the guy
who was doing the killing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we haven't killed him yet.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That person has been disposed of.
He disappeared. Sometimes people disappear.
He's being downsized.
Likely he was one of the casualties that the Cheka just took.
Oh, that's mighty unfortunate. And sometime later I'm going to have to rebuild my organization. Well, there are going to be less people working the docks.
So after everyone has fed, your ape eats quite a bit.
Yeah, well, yeah.
He seems to prefer the vegetables.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So I put the order in.
Meanwhile, you also get a call back. The police are checking in with you. They've got an orderly line going in with the food deliveries, and that seems to be going all right.
Oh, the Jägermeister's not giving people grief.
No.
I can't remember the name. Okay, that's the name I remember now. Okay, it's done.
Just their presence there seems to keep everybody in line.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, do we want to call Racky?
Well, do we want to stop the person with the backup plans in the ministry, or do we want to call Racky?
I'd rather arrest someone tonight.
We can deal with Rathke in the morning.
Yeah.
Because then when it's in the morning, Rathke
knows what's going on and doesn't probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure he got a signal on the death of his agent, so.
Yeah, and then we can just bug him at night.
Even if he's not listening to Metapol and other agents anyway. So.
Yeah.
Probably got an earful, too.
Yes, Bert, we know. You know exactly what's going on. We have no idea.
None at all. No.
Right now, agents of Rathke are going around placing bombs to blow it up tonight while we let the city rest. Yes, we know.
Yeah. I'll call Bob and try to get as many people who are still alive over here so that
there is. Yeah, you hear, it sounds like he's driving. And he's like, yeah, we've just escaped from the police. Hey, do you need a paddy wagon, boss? We got one. We'll make our way to one of the safe spots, and we'll
actually
catch up with you.
Here, we are at the radio station. We have the real Dare here.
You hear tires screeching and some people yelling. It's like, all right, heading that way.
Yeah. Let's wait for Bob to get here.
Tell Bob to bring a mop.
I grab the janitorial equipment since I'm in the janitor's outfit and go, okay.
There you go. Mop up aisle one. Miss Rackham will notice first that there's after not too long after you stop talking with Bob there, that there is a police wagon heading up the road, sirens going off and lights flashing. As this dark blue, it's a paddy wagon. If you guys the big box like back area where it's got cage bars and that sort of thing, just rolls up to the front of the broadcast studio, cuts off the engine. Bob hops out.
Do I know Bob?
I don't think you've met Bob in person. But Bob is actually dressed in a policeman's uniform.
I go in and let them know that there are cops outside.
I will have been waiting.
I will.
Well, you get a. I'm outside now, boss.
Yeah, I head outside. I, do the whole warmly clasp his arm, and how many made it out?
Chicken for weapons.
Yeah.
It's the pat down handshake.
Yes. No, I trust Bob implicitly. And explicitly.
Four of us got out in one piece, two more in the back. They're stable. They got some medical attention before we made our escape.
How many dead?
Nine.
Jesus.
I think you may need to start recruiting again.
Shakes his head and says, Royal Marines, come on!
Yeah, I mean, that's bad luck. I mean, who...
Nobody's sick. Who the hell would put Royal Marines on having a holiday coming in the airport at that time?
Be honest. And he continues his rant and says, and you know, they brought their 50 calibers with them. It was in the back of the plane. Come on!
Come
on, seriously, Bert, did you expect us to catch that? Come on.
I had been planning that, but no one checked the flight manifest. Nope.
We will be moving on, and we'll just know to check these things in the future. I mean, we're not... It's not like we have hundreds of years of experience at this. We're just...
Oh, it's funny. None of your guys died, but it's funny. So, yes, you have a police paddy wagon out as well.
Yeah, I will...
Can we turn off the sirens?
Oh, I don't know how to.
Wait, turn off the sirens? This is one of the ones where you crank.
They've got a steam engine in there that cranks for you.
It's got sirens and lights blaring. We need to turn those off now.
I will turn off the sirens.
I will turn
with
off
my...
craft. If you've got craft of any number, you can...
Yeah, I have craft.
I can hear him. He goes off.
Bob, fake Doppeldare is dead. He had an explosion in his head.
Anyone hurt?
Yeah.
Are we adding more to our death toll tonight, boss?
No, none of us. This is the way victories work. You don't always get what you want.
Victory?
Oh, no, this isn't a Pyrrhic victory. This is better than that, but still... Costly.
So, what do you want me to do? We got some injured in the back.
Mr. Marshall will see to them.
They've already been seen to.
Yeah, they're stable, but they're injured. You know, they're not going anywhere fast.
Yeah, we're going to be holed up here for a while. I'm going to take a few of the guys over here. None of the Cheka, but we're going to go and kidnap somebody.
It gets better and better.
Yeah. you guys just play guard. Make sure that nothing happens to Real Dare.
We should get everyone inside, though, and get this vehicle out of sight.
Well, we're going to be taking it to a restaurant.
I know. Yes, but are you going to take the wounded with you?
No, they come inside.
Yes, we should get everyone that's staying here inside.
You have an extra uniform.
He roots around the back and produces another police uniform.
Because I'd like to get out of this jumpsuit. It's not my color.
Hey, I did the best I could.
I know, but this is better.
All right, so what is the game plan?
Get
everybody settled in.
Yep. Round up the PCs, and we're going to go kidnap someone.
Question for Bert. Meta point, do I have to worry about George continually in this, or is that all right for me to just leave him?
No, we're going to assume he's already done as a companion. I will have to get you the specifics towards that, but,
okay, so it's not after. Okay, right, okay. Otherwise, I have to worry about taking him away from me or keeping track of what he's doing and stuff like that. All right, no, cool.
I want to investigate where the monkeys were, and then we go and show up at the middle of the night of the... civil servant, and he will disappear.
We should go right now to the civil servant department to find out what the hell they've got at the office.
Sure. Keep in mind that it is dark now,
can drive. I have goggles.
Well, not just that, but because of that, most businesses don't stay open late night because you can't really travel well. And Gavin would also know that office hours have already closed. So unless he's there after hours, he's not likely to be there.
And he's probably given a fake address. So let's go investigate the gorillas. And we need to sleep.
Did I tell you that I did the kill switch on the gorillas?
Yes, you did. You have not had a chance to
look it up. No, I'm saying in character, did I tell Marlo? I'm saying Marlo. Oh.
So,
did I tell you?
Thank you for telling it to me now, but I'd still like to see if it worked. It was a theoretical thing.
Yes. Can I use my contacts to find out if we have... any additional addresses, like home addresses on the civil servant?
Well, you know, one person you can probably call that's been keeping tabs on the civil servant.
Oh, Cam, want to try it?
Who's hypnotized every other freaking day by that civil servant.
Yeah.
I don't quite trust the information that he has.
Yes.
And... I ask, but I don't trust the information that he has.
Well, yeah. I'm going to ask, do I need to roll or...
Well, you'll call the airport, I guess, because that's the last place he was. Sure, after some managing, you're handed over to him. It's like, oh, Ms. Rackham, nice to hear from you again. He sounds a little giddy and a little stressed.
Hi. I was wondering, we have another piece of puzzle that came into place, and I was wondering if you had an address on and I give him the name.
Oh, yes, my boss. Well, I do know where he's staying, and I could give you that information, but you're going to meet me in the morning, right? Give me a full accounting for everything. Dot the I's, yes. Cross the T's.
Yes, I will. I'm writing it all down for you as it happens, so you will have a perfectly good account of everything that happens.
Okay. Well, he gives you an address.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not being terribly original. He kept his name. It is a it's basically a single house out in District 3. He's not in like a complex like a lot of people are. It's just a freestanding house. Yeah.
Okay, there's either something hidden in the basement, or the place is rigged to blow, or both. I'm just going based off past
next door.
Yeah, it is in a fairly, it is like, what you call it, like a suburb type where there's lots of houses in the end. Everybody's got like the square 1/4 acre of yard around their house. And
I don't know if we want to do this in the middle of the night.
No, it's not the middle of the night. It's just the beginning. It's like the sun's just gone down an hour or so ago.
Yeah. If we're going to do this, we need to do this now, or we're not doing it.
We can do it tomorrow morning at work. Less escape routes.
We want to do the apes right now. I think so. We can go to the office when he's not there, i.e., after the apes would have you, and see what he has of information that he doesn't want us to find. Yeah. See what there is to find first.
We have no proof on this guy.
Well, I tell Leonard, thank you very much, and just say, Leonard, thank you so much for this information, and I wouldn't be surprised if you got knighted for all your assistance.
Yes, thank you, my dear. Just please make your engagement in the morning. I've got a lot of accounting to do. Oh.
You will be vindicated. You'll be totally vindicated.
Or the scapegoat, one or the other.
You did what? You let how many people get away?
Well, that was Blair.
He's the one who told him to stop firing.
I'm half thinking about just...
I'm driving around a turnabout as we decide where we're going.
Yes. Well, let's go check on the gorillas. Mm-hmm. I really do not want to ambush a secret agent at his house again. That worked out poorly last time.
You mean he wasn't even at his home?
Mm. All right, yeah, so you kind of have an idea of where the apes were from your eye in the sky. And as you start going through those section of towns, you do find dead ape carcasses still in power armor, just kind of slumped against, a fire hydrant there, laying across a park bench here, and they all appear to be non-moving. You do, however, see some in the trees, and they seem to have stripped off bits of their power armor, and they are playing. They are swinging from branch to branch and seem to be quite happy.
Kill them.
No.
Nicholas?
Yes, boss?
How many bananas can we get our hands on?
Well, you can get our hands on a lot of bullets.
No, they're back to... The drugs wearing off. They're back to being normal gorillas. We knew that was going to happen.
Ergo, how many bananas can we get our hands on?
Banana clips?
Yeah.
So, does anyone check out the ones lying on the side of the road?
Sure.
All right, I'll go. Yes, we'll go. What the hell? We're still going to get killed.
I have my gun at the ready.
All right. As you get closer, you can still detect a rise and fall of the of the chest. So they're not dead, but they don't seem to be moving.
Oh, look at that, smash.
You start beating on a gorilla skull. Well, it doesn't wake. It just continues to breathe until it stops breathing.
Go for the eye, boss. Go for the eye. Look,
disable the equipment. Disable the armor. You stop killing apes.
I can see Marlo pulling one over to a curb and curb stomping it.
I've not had a good day.
You ruined so many of my days and my plans.
Yep. I've not had a good day.
What are you talking about? You saved Dare.
Yes, I know, but I'm very disappointed.
So what's everyone doing? You've got a number of ape bodies. They are scattered about, although they seem to be fairly centralized. They got several blocks away from Dare's mansion. And as a matter of fact, where you're finding the largest number of them is in this public park, where many of them are now swinging through the trees and seem to be quite happy. But some of them are, you know, there's still quite a few that are kind of slumped on the sides of the road.
Any with exposed brains?
Nope.
Let's go find Grodd.
Who?
Grodd.
The monkey with the brain. Do you know Grodd?
No.
Does Metapol have a zoo?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Okay, how much monkey enclosure do they have? How much monkey space do they have? And I'm just thinking, they'll be the ones who actually know properly how to properly contain gorillas that are normal gorillas. We'll contact Blair and get her to bring the police out here with tranq rifles.
Actually, what we need is animal control.
Yeah, I think we'll need the entire police force because I don't think animal control will have enough people.
No,
we need to move these to a secure location. That's going to take bodies.
Yes, but the head zookeeper might know exactly how to deploy those bodies.
They're going to be in control and everything, but we need the police involved for the bodies. So you will need to get animal control in charge. And Dare's the best one to get this coordinated once we hand the problem to her. I'm sure she'll love the situation.
Yeah, you get a very cranky Miss Blair. It's like, oh, fine, sure, add something else to the list.
I'll make sure...
Coffee!
Tell the people who come and help you, voluntary citizens come and help you, will have their licenses processed first.
That's not a half bad idea.
Yeah. Then you'll get civilians helping you too, and many hands make light work, as the aphorism goes.
Okay, so you've got gorilla cleanup happening, but you still have, are you guys doing anything at all with the bodies that are laying around? There are people starting to come out and poke them with sticks, and some people are stripping them of the power armor.
Yeah, right. Trank rifles are going to stop them. Not the people, the gorillas. Trank rifles are there.
Giving them out of the power armor is not a bad idea, though.
Do we want the people to power armor?
Question, are the kids playing with the power armor?
Yes, they are.
Oh, God, they're going to kill someone.
As a matter of fact, there's a little fat kid that's just picked up one of the rail guns, and he's kind of dragging it across the ground, making pew, pew, pew sounds as he's pointing at things and trying to reach the trigger.
If only we had some technical person, perhaps with a robot, that could start grabbing the power armor and keep it all under control and disable it properly. Like an Australian.
I can disable some of that stuff.
The fat kid manages to heft the rail gun up onto his shoulder.
I yell at him, stop. I yell at my most drill sergeant command.
As he fumbles for the trigger.
I yell, stop.
Sure. I'm sure. What is your... go ahead and give me a roll.
Give
me an intimidation on the little kid.
Yeah. He unloads, but we don't mean the gun.
Yeah,
that'll be a 4. I'm not going to bring I'm a professional killer.
He drops it to the ground and looks like, ah! We're playing cowboys and apes! Another kid runs around with one of the headpieces on.
Would cowboys have even existed in this world?
That's true. Not yet.
I will.
Fine, they're playing Royal Marines and apes.
I will be organizing
also the crowds. Also, contact Watson and Crick for the best way of handling the augmented gorillas as well. Because they know the most about it.
Right. Is Ozzy the Austin still with us?
I don't know.
Ozzy the Austin.
Ozzy. Austin the Ozzy, that's it. Austin the Ozzy.
John?
John!
You're muted or asleep.
Yes. Or both.
I'm keeping people away and just with being menacing. And I gesture to the police officer next to me to help me out.
And the paddy wagon.
Yes. We will be frightening poor little children and traumatizing them for life.
And then when they're older, they can join the checker.
Yeah, yep.
That's right. This is why you should join the checker.
It's kids like you. If you go like this, you're going to end up joining an awesome organization like the checker.
Yes.
It is completely not an illegal organization.
The first rule about the Cheka is we don't talk about the Cheka.
What's a Cheka? Do we get to shoot guns?
Yeah.
You get to kill people, too.
Bob smacks his face like, oh, I don't believe this.
Radio station.
That is not actually happening.
You're going to be Cheka.
No, that did not happen. I will have
child spies. You train them when they're young.
No, not going to do this. All right. And then
as Bob has his moral quandary as to whether or not he should just put a bullet in the back of your head now.
Actually, he's not there, so it doesn't matter.
I start teaching him how to pick locks.
This is a life skill, son.
Oh, that reminds me. I still need to learn how to pick one.
Yes, I will not allow that to happen. As soon as the police arrive, I'm going to go and check on the monkey with the brain.
I'm going with the boss.
Uh-huh.
The one that got a headshot.
Yeah, but taser headshot, so let's see.
No, it was a bullet.
Yep, it was a bullet.
I don't remember.
Yes, and when you get there, though, the mansion doors are wide open, ripped off their hinges, lots of destruction, ape feces everywhere. Fortunately, you see no body of the the brain-on-display ape.
Excellent. I go down the stairs.
Anybody got a pooper scooper? You know you're not supposed to litter.
It's good for the environment.
I go down the stairs, too.
I follow.
And see what's going on downstairs. See if he's there.
Okay. No. You can see the havoc that the monkeys did cause down here, but he is not to be found.
So none of the apes that we killed here are here.
Oh no, they're still here. Yeah, the dead ones are still here, but the special ape is nowhere to be found.
I'm going to get, as soon as everybody's around, I'm going to give Rathke a call.
You're doing that right now?
From Dare's house? Hell yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Unless you got a problem.
No, just, yep, fine, whatever. No, go.
I call him.
Okay. Using the correct phone number for the correct day, I assume.
Yes.
All right. You hear a dial tone. There's some nice chamber music that's played for a little bit. Do you wait?
Yes.
And the chamber music eventually fades off. And you hear someone in the background, muffled conversation to someone else. And then, yes. Who am I speaking to?
I believe you know who you're speaking to.
Ah, Marlo, was it?
Yes. How are you doing today?
Fabulous, fabulous.
Great day. great day for you and what you've done. I congratulate you on bringing my city down.
Well, not your city, just your masters.
Yes.
I trust the city isn't in flames.
You trust too much.
You hear some kind of clanging in the background. It says, the airfield seems to be a mess.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of dead people. It's a shame. Oh,
that is unfortunate.
Yeah.
But one must break a few eggs.
Yes, for the New World Order, one must break a few eggs. Well, I also regret to inform you that I now have this little black book. I was wondering if wouldn't mind me calling from time to time.
Oh, sure. Did you figure out the way it works? I'm assuming you did.
Yes.
Yes, those numbers will still be usable.
Excellent. And as I said, I was hoping that this could be the start of a beautiful friendship.
It might at that. As I said, and you hear him sharp intake of breath. It sounds like he's smoking a cigar. Mm-hmm. It seems that things worked out marvelously for me. Read the papers in the morning.
I will make sure to do so.
And if you are seeking further employment, keep me in mind. I could always use a man with your go-get-em attitude.
Yes. So...
Oh,
are you expecting a doppelganger?
I'm sorry. May I ask what you did with the body?
It was... It will be... It is not yet disposed of.
Oh, if I might be so bold to offer you a suggestion, you may wish to, not have the body around, live, beings in the next 3 hours or so. I'm afraid it breaks down into quite a toxic mess of chemicals.
Well, I appreciate your boldness and forthrightness. So you got what you wanted in the end?
I believe so, yes. In the background, you hear some more chit chat here and there. I do believe so.
Did he get the body of Tesla?
I wish you the best of endeavors in your future, and hopefully we can continue this.
Just remember, there's always a space in my organization for men such as you.
Yes, evil industries, it's always growing.
I have a marvelous healthcare plan. Dental, too.
Dental. Is it going to be dental plan? Is it going to be the one dental plan to rule them all?
Keep it in mind. It is a genuine offer.
I have no doubt about that. But I'm afraid that your worldview and mine are a little diametrically opposed at this point. But perhaps in the future, we'll see how things shake out. One never knows. So, no hard feelings?
No. I must say that I thank you. I thank you for what you have done to push things along. Can I send a gift basket?
You can. make sure to tell Gamma that I said hello and asked after his health and also asked after Tesla's health.
I will. And there's that small matter of my good friend's body still in your care.
We will see how things work out in the morning. I will keep him safe as I can.
Good, good. See that you do. See that you do.
Yes. Also, in the future, I hold the lives of my dear agents dear. So if you do happen to run into any of them, please. I'm more than willing to make trades.
Yeah, that was an unfortunate error there. But really, who could have foresaw that?
Yes, who could have arranged for there to be Royal Marines there? I wonder who.
No. Yeah, I'm a deep thinker, yes, but I'm afraid that particular ploy was beyond me. I truly sympathize with the loss of your men.
I wasn't referring to you, Muggins, sir. There are other players in this sport, on this chessboard.
So, does that mean it's not really a chessboard if there are more than two players?
It's not. Chinese checkers. whatever. All right. Well, unless anyone else has any parting words for our dear friend.
Just like to know what is Nick's plans for our, well, what are his next plans and particularly anything for our fair city?
Let's see.
What the hell? It doesn't hurt to ask.
All right. Oh, I'm sorry. What did you want to ask him?
I'll get Milo to ask. What are his next plans and anything for our fair city?
And you do so, Marlo?
Yeah, I have no problems asking that question.
Okay. He says, no plans as such. My last pawn in your city has been taken care of by your excellent ploy. And I have no further use of Metapol for the time being. No, you will be given the time to rise from the ashes. But I'm afraid that your dawn, come the dawn, there'll be a new world.
Yep. So the Germans.
They've declared war.
Sharon, did you get my message there?
Oops, no, I did not. Hang on.
Ask him who fired the first shot.
Yeah, that's a fair question. Who fired the first shot?
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
I'm assuming everybody came here. You're all here, right?
Yeah,
it's easier than splitting the party, to be honest.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Place blows up?
No, not that bad.
I wouldn't put it past.
Okay, actually, before he answers the question that you just asked there, Marlo, he says, oh, and by the way, let Miss Rackham know that the high boots that she's wearing don't favor her remarkable calves. And then he hangs up.
I look around.
Give me investigation rolls.
Nope, no way in hell I'm going to make that on this character.
You never gave us an alertness roll for the scene, to be honest.
Yeah. One.
That's why we have the skill splitting, though. It's because...
Yes, and the alertness rolls actually come after someone actually says they're looking for...
There's the passive alertness of the scene, though.
Yes,
stuff.
That is true.
Never mind.
That's a 5 for me.
Okay. Yes, you noticed that the beady little glass eyes on some of the stuffed heads that line the walls of the smoking room that you're in, which has the main phone in it, they kind of blink for a second.
Is he still on the phone? Is he still on the
line? No, he hung up holes after his remark. And
I flip him
the sure
bird.
Enough, the eyes on the stuffed heads do contain cameras.
Oh, I sketch a short bow.
Oh, we should have asked him if he saw what happened to Grodd.
Yeah. That's not good. He said his last pawn. Ah, excellent. Well, we failed. Time to start murdering Germans? Hey.
Probably. Yeah, Frenchman.
See joy is a Dutchland. Where, what's your home city again? Was it Hamburg?
Frankfurt?
What is your deal with this? I'm living in Metapol now.
Oh, see, the problem is Germany's now at war with my government. And
Germany seems to be at war with everyone at the moment.
Not the French, potentially.
Well, we'll see if they talk.
Well, we don't know what the French are doing. I reckon they 3 hours came from French, or it has good French ties.
Yeah, we'll see if it was either the Germans taking over the French or war, or there's a war to end all wars that just kicked off.
But if it involves killing 3 hours, I'm very much behind that.
Yeah.
All right.
So not Hamburg, then.
Okay, Lubeck? So I think we sleep and... get the morning edition after we make sure we call everyone at the radio station to tell them to get the hell out of there.
Well,
clear out.
They did. Yeah. Well,
there's a last van.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll need to set up another radio station probably somewhere.
Yeah. We'll arrange it.
All right. If people go home and sleep at this point. Yes, the papers in the morning. It's in every paper. Well, there's only one paper being done right now, but on the news channels. Go ahead.
I want to make sure that at least a very sanitized version of what happened with none of the really interesting bits gets to my editor so that I at least have some presence in the morning paper. Mm-hmm.
If you're talking about there is a clone deer, we'll shoot you first.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
No.
There saw the sufferings of his people, and yada, yada, yada.
No, I
he
just
understood
get a
the demonstration.
Yeah, a straightforward report on the demonstration, the breakup, and Dare's speech, and make sure that I put in there that the Lindsay Hop?
Yes.
Was played, and how popular it is. It's in there.
God.
Sure. Send that in, and also make sure that a dispatch gets out to Mr. Arbuckle, another copy placed in a safe place, and another copy prepared for Malton.
Okay. So are you giving Malton the same sanitized?
No, I'm giving him better details, but not every single thing. I'm redacting most of the names.
All right.
I will.
Now, he did see two dares, so how much of that do you tell him?
Well, I'm going to basically tell him about the imposter, that there was an imposter. Mm-hmm. Okay. Whether or not he has to know it was a doppelganger or a technical imposter, well, he knows there's an imposter, so that's got to stay in there.
Mm-hmm. First thing in the morning, I want to get up nice and early, and I want to be waiting in the office of the civil servant with Gavin, at least. And
Nicholas.
Yeah, Nicholas and anyone else who wants to come. This is way before brunch.
I'll be in the police outfit.
All right. Well, the PC we have at the moment is Elizabeth. So.
Before we go on to that, though... Sharon, go ahead and give me a roll to see how convincing Elizabeth's column is going to be. I want one roll from the column, and then I want a different roll for what you give Malton. And that one is, unfortunately, since you're holding stuff back, a deceit roll. The first one can
be your
writing.
I'm sure she doesn't have any deceit.
Mm-hmm. No, okay, so that's the first roll, perform, and... That actually gives me a straight out zero.
Okay.
Not that great of a piece.
Nope. Yeah. And, well, I didn't get any sleep, you know.
Yes. Well, a zero actually fails, which means that your publisher won't print it. So do you want to
spend a
chap an aspect?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm smarter than you?
Sure.
Well, that okay. One.
And if you just want to take it as the plus two, that's enough.
I'll do that.
It's not your best work, but, you know, sleep deprived and all. It's good enough for popular consumption. Okay. And now for what you're going to hand over to Mr. Malton. Now, this is going to be a deceit roll.
So that's two. So that's a four.
Nice. All right.
He's not that bright, so you may have been able to beat him.
Well, he's not that bright today. So you meet up with him at the coffee shop. You hand over your statement, and he's a little hesitant at first, but he said, "Yeah, yes, this might save my commission, I suppose."
I figured that was going to happen, like. Early afternoon, because
he said like morning. First. He said first thing in the
first
morning.
Thing in the morning.
Oh, okay. I will also make an appearance.
Okay.
And real quick before we do that, Gavin, we know there's a traitor in the British intelligence service.
Just the one.
We know there are multiple traitors within the British.
Some of them will be perfectly legitimate spies from the other...
Of course.
Other from agencies.
Your homeland.
So French spies...
Or the Volk, thing. Right? I love that word, Volk, by the way.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't mind giving some real information to this guy.
What, Moulton?
Information that's going to be passed to his boss because he gets hypnotized?
Well, one of our fellows is married to a secret agent, or, you know, he might be in jail now, but I'm pretty sure they have a fairly full report on us. given that one of us now has a kid with one, so
how do you know she's not really working for MI6?
I don't. I would not assume she's working for MI6. I'd probably
this guy had an ID.
I also want to make sure that Leonard knows that that copy of that report also went to someone that is in a position to help him explain what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, how much do we want to take this guy in our confidences? That's the question, Gavin. Because
he's already seen both there, so that's
yeah.
Well, he is a robot after all. So
yes.
All right, hold on.
I always thought God of as a more of a robot than a person.
All right, back. Yeah, I still don't know why, but Skype keeps dropping after an hour.
So. I mean, they probably know everything. The more truthful we are with this guy, the better we'll be able to use him later. If they think that we're being completely open and honest with this guy, he will be less likely to see the blind side when we start screwing him over.
Well, the big thing is I'm not going to give him any reports of anything I didn't directly see with my own eyes.
Well, I can be there and I can give him a full rundown. And then, because like I said, the more open and honest we are, the more we can use him.
The problem I have with him is that he's already had his mind messed with more than once and by us included. So I just don't know how much I trust anything that's going on with him.
I wouldn't either, but we're going to take out his boss.
Do we even know what... We keep saying he's a spy for the British service, but, you know, is he like a low-level spy or just some butcher? Or is he a high-level agent that can go in and kill people?
Low-level.
He's an ex-cop that's been promoted to British intelligence, and I'm sending a report to someone way over his head anyway.
Yeah. Well... Yes, and this goes into how much of the... I mean, the British service already knows about
it. But I'll put it this way. If it can help
him... If they know about us, that'd be one thing. But they know.
If it can help clear our names from being traitors, then fine.
Good luck, Ethan.
Well, the big thing is that he's local. Everyone else is remote. They're going to at least listen to him for like a man on the street point of view. So we need to keep him at least on a fairly short leash.
Well, the thing is we have, okay. He's going to report to his bosses. There's already a lot of information that has already leaked to them from Bishop.
Hey.
Oh, I mean. I'm assuming that there was some kiss and tell involved in your relationship. You were not, at any point in your time when you were speaking about it on air, you were not very deceptive with the girl.
Oh, hell no.
So, I mean.
My character wasn't, my bishop isn't very deceptive.
Yeah. Oh, so, I'm not saying I'm lying to Leonard. I'm just not. I'm not going to give him any information that I wasn't privy to with my own eyes.
Right, but what I'm asking is, do we want to go and take this guy and say, hey, here's what's really happening, because there are people who know what's really happening, and there are some traitors within the British Secret Service. They should know about this kind of stuff.
And he's reporting to a traitor. That know
what's really happening?
He's reporting to a traitor, and I'm giving him information and someone else, who's hopefully way above the traitor, the same information. So, I mean, he's like a litmus test.
I think we're about to deal with a traitor very shortly, either way.
I smile and wave.
Yeah, so that's not really coming into.
So,
I don't have any particular excitement either way about this guy.
Yeah, I mean, let's go and let's. I will. If you don't have any problems, I'm gonna go and just explain pretty much everything that's not involving me or you directly.
Oh, we'll see what happens. What's the worst that can happen, huh?
Not much. I mean, we could have our entire city exploded.
Your city twitches. Make it alert his role.
All right. So, you lay this all out for Leonard. I'm going to go with your original roles there. And he buys it. He's like, well, I know that
he's an idiot.
I know that you're holding some things back, but this should be enough to send to my superiors and keep me out of the stockades. I do appreciate it. Miss Rackham?
Leonard, I would hate to see you in the stockades.
Yes. And I will be there and I will explain some things to him. Of the way the world works.
As you are having this conversation, some of the diners, there seems to be a commotion in the diners as the morning paper is delivered.
Ooh.
What does the paper say? I've been asking this for forever.
yes, we know.
I want to know.
I read the paper.
The top headlines on the front page, it says, Germany, France. Invade Serbia, Belgium, Luxembourg. War declared.
Wait, France and Germany together invade?
Yes.
Serbia's gonna go down like a wet paper basket. Excellent.
What about Austria? Yeah.
Austria-Hungary is weak in this world. Yeah. It's one of
their second rate power.
Yeah. At best.
So is Italy.
So yeah, people are there's a general hubbub going on as like, oh, we're at war.
Wait, we're at war?
Yep. Yes,
we're at war now.
How are we at war with Serbia being invaded?
Alliances, my dear boy. Alliances.
It's not just Serbia. Serbia, Belgium, and Luxembourg.
Oh, and
all
Belgium.
Invaded. And Luxembourg, all invaded.
Otherwise known Luxembourg. As half the royal families in Europe.
Yep. except for Serbia, they're all small countries.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends on who Britain had treaties with. If they have treaties with those countries, then yes, as well. If they don't have treaties with those countries, if they're more France-Germany countries, then, you know, not really Britain's concern.
Also, so, why are they invading Belgium?
So what you guys are doing what, as you were just hearing people talking about this?
Going to the civil service to go arrest someone?
Well, I mean, you haven't actually read the paper yet, is what I'm getting at. You're just hearing the hubbub in the dialogue.
Getting a copy of the paper so I can read the story?
Snatch one out of somebody's hands?
Yes, if I think probably that,
getting a few copies, I suspect, so we can all individually read story.
Right. Actually, in the sub-headline to the top, it is guilds dissolved as the as Britain claims the resources for her own.
Yep.
Yikes. Yep. Okay.
What does that do to Metapol?
It is a British colony.
It's called the Spring.
Yep.
Okay, so Daniel Bishop is going to be found not guilty of treason to go form a revolution to start treason.
I got it. I understand now.
So yes, the headline, or not the headline, but the byline goes on to basically say that as the guilds were not overly willing to share technology and science, that Britain has withdrawn its support for the guilds, have closed down its basically its membership in the guilds, and have taken all technology and information from the guild, the guilds that were housed on its soil.
Oh boy.
Am I breaking up again?
No.
No. Yeah.
Who had the exterminate go off? Seriously, whose was that?
Rackham.
No, it wasn't mine. I wish I had that. That's priceless.
It's got to be Jameis then.
Yeah, it's a dialect bottle opener. I was playing with it and realized it's going to be conductive. Time.
That is a good warning when I start breaking up over Skype. All right, so yeah, so there's a general confusion and people are doing the woe is us, we're at war, and yeah.
Any subheadlines about Trials of Bishop?
Oh, your third page. Damn it. Trial continues, second week.
Where's Rackham's story?
Oh, wow.
Oh, Rackham's story. Yes, Rackham's story is, unfortunately, it makes the fifth page because of everything else that's going on.
So what's happening in Metapole is of less interest than Bishop.
Yes. Yes.
Where's Hundegaard right now?
Probably doing his historical research.
He's in the bay.
Yeah, he needs to stay indoors.
That's true. That is very true. German aristocracy, yeah. And all.
And I have to talk to the underground to see what the hell's going on with them.
Yeah.
They've still got the airships with the big guns in place.
Yeah. Any news on Italy?
Minor league power. Second tier.
I know it's a minor league power, but I'd rather have Italy on our side because there was a large research group in Italy.
Yes.
Okay, you've got France and Germany at your doors. Britain's on the other side of them. Yeah, I don't see them siding with Britain too quickly.
maybe they'll stay neutral?
At best.
Bert, what is it? Does it say
you don't know. It doesn't say a thing about that yet. No. Those things have not firmed up. This was essentially the three places were invaded overnight. It's actually very sketchy as to the description of how they were invaded. Just that they were.
I believe the Germans might refer to that as a blitzkrieg.
And Switzerland?
No further information.
Oh, I thought they were going to be neutral.
No further information. That hasn't all washed out yet. This all just happened this morning.
But they're Switzerland. They have to be neutral.
No, they've got the knives to defend themselves with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the bank.
They've got the chocolate. Invade us, you won't get the chocolate. Ooh, 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 ooh.
And Jeffrey's dead.
Apparently. So,
he was dead, so, and we know that John's dead.
So are we caring about some civil servant now still?
Yes, because she's a German spy.
No, it's the ace in the hole.
Well, who cares? They're working on a super destructive weapon we could potentially capture. Let's go get him.
Well, this brings up questions. I will not be going too much into detail with Malton then.
Well, this happened too late. Afterward. Yeah, too late. Yeah, this happens after that.
I consider killing him.
Yes,
do you really want that kind of heat killing a British intelligence agent?
Actually, as this comes out, Malton is able to read the newspaper too. He's like, I've got to go. I've got to make some phone calls.
I tell him I'll see him later, and he has to do what he has to do, and he knows how to reach me. Goodbye.
Yes.
Take care.
Yes. It's not after he leaves. He goes, wait a minute, I never actually got your number.
Oops, so sorry.
I want to kill him so bad.
Yeah. I run into the diner. Sir, have you read the paper?
Yes.
shall we go take care of the civil servant and then figure out what our next plan is, sir?
Yes. Well, we're no longer... We won't tell. Hail! Well, the problem is, you know, beforehand we could have gone, we work for the governor of Metapole. Now we have, Dare's probably no longer in that position. So, we don't really have.
Sir, we should take him now.
Give him the Blair.
Is there a radio on, and is for some reason Dare having to be reporting his take on the situation?
So, you turn on the radio and take a listen?
Yes.
Yep.
Sure. Yes, Joshua Dare is once again, on the airwaves using the trick you had, shown him the night before. And, he says,
well, a radio station.
Yes. they've never really had to do this sort of thing before. So there we go. He's confirming the reports in the papers, and saying that yes, it, apparently we, such and such has been attacked and, Britain has taken extraordinary moves to, dissolve its, and dissolve its guilds and withdraw its support. Many of the guild members, here are English, are, from Britain and, will be being called home. In the meantime, we have been in communication with the Crown, and I will continue to act in the manner of a governor until things can be sorted out. We ask that all people please remain calm. We will have things continue on as normal as we can, but there's bound to be some changes. as per my speech last night, food deliveries have been reinstalled. The prices have once again been lowered to manageable levels, of which all should be able to partake. And those that cannot, we will be setting up soup kitchens, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, he's basically saying that, these horrible things have happened. It's still under control. He still has the authority of the British Crown to govern Metapole. But the guilds have, as of today, the guild has been dissolved. Those members that, are being called back to, England are being so, and, those of other nationalities are also leaving. because not all nations have dissolved their guild presence. The British have simply withdrawn their membership.
So, guys, this is a quick question for you all. Do you think that I should now send a petition to Arbuckle to ask him for sort of official, unofficial sanctioning for any future actions that we take on behalf of the Crown?
No. I mean, I don't know. We're going to have to discuss this on the board, but who are we working for?
That's what I'm throwing out right now. That's a topic for future discussion, but any contact needs to happen fairly soon.
Yep. Because
I've lost track. Who's Arbuckle again?
He's the British attaché to the German embassy. That is one of my contacts.
Hmm. I mean, I don't know.
It might not be much longer.
Yeah.
Is everyone becoming a robot, or am I just having problems?
You're just everyone sounds problems. Fine to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, everything normalized, just like there's a slight lag.
Hmm. So, after this this change in events, what are your plans?
This would
normally be a great great time to end, but we still got almost an hour left that we could do things in.
Are you sure you don't want to end now? I mean, it gives me plenty of time for a trial.
Well, sure. I talk to Dare and see if we still can have some authority in the city.
Sure. So you basically, it takes you a bit to route through the bureaucracy. Dare is not, of course, at home, as his home is full of ape feces.
And dead bodies.
So, it takes a while for you to be routed through to Dare, where he is currently, but you do get on the phone, with him and says, yes, we're going to have to reinstate something very similar to, the investigator's licenses that we had before to help. The police cannot do everything, and I'm going to need a force of people that I can be relied upon. Things are happening pretty quickly around here. Most of the guild, those guild members that are from outside of England, are returning home. The Germans had actually left the night before without anyone really knowing or noticing.
Yeah. No, we knew.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, I'm going to go arrest this murderer.
Oh, and in other news, the French embassy has closed and barred its doors. Not all of the members have left yet, but they are refusing entrance to anyone. And this is technically French soil.
So we have not yet
handled that situation, but it will need to be shortly.
If the French have declared war on Britain, then it's no longer French soil. It's British soil, so they're screwed.
But France hasn't. But apparently France has... from the reports, it seems that the Germans were aided by the French, but it's still a little dicey as to what exactly is happening.
Yeah.
Well, and one good indicator there is the Germans fleed in the middle of the night, whereas the French are left... You know, holding the bag.
The French are still screwed.
I'll be talking to the railroad to find out what the hell is going to happen, because that's just something like a kablooey.
Mm-hmm. Get the French scientists out.
While you were talking to Deer, I can be talking to the railroad. Things can happen at the same time.
Yes, true enough. Sure, you get a hold of... Actually, make me a contacts roll for...
Ooh, I don't have any of that.
You don't have a contact with the railroad?
Of course I do. Did I put that up? I'm not sure. Ah, where's my skills? It's a 5.
Okay. Yep. Very good. You actually are able to get a hold of someone quickly. Well, they bring you up to speed that there were a lot of German nationals that have been flooding into the railroad over the last week, bringing information about that this was that something was going to occur. So a lot more people have kind of defected into the railroad system. They're having a hard time dealing with the load, actually. And I would like to know if there's any way we can route more of these nationals into Metapole, if it's at all possible. They're running out of places to put them.
Yikes. Metapole is a fact down on people, but if they look German...
Would it be safe? Yes, would it be safe?
Oh, yes, but if they look German, then... Yeah.
Well, look German? They look white.
Yeah, they look white. There's a guy going, hello, if you would like to be buying the food, and they go, wait, German!
Well, I mean, we had a fairly large German presence before, so.
Yes, but when you have a war, all of a sudden anyone of a different nationality becomes the enemy, regardless of their actual.
Right, but you end
up. You know, people that you actually know are fine, but everyone else is just as a mass as evil. And look what happened to anyone of slightly brown skin post 9/11.
They are trying to start, not really propaganda, but I'll call it propaganda. It's the fact that the new Germany is leading its people astray, that not all Germans feel this way, that many of them are wishing to, you know, change the situation, but they need help. So they're you know, having a plea. Sent out that there are still many Germans who don't want this to be a future for their people.
So there's going to be a German resistance. I get it.
Yes, yes.
Woohoo! Viva la resistance! Oh, wait, that's not France.
Well, we certainly have space in Metapole. It's just, as you say, I'm not sure how safe they would be.
Well, no one's stringing up Germans in the streets yet, but it's early.
Yeah. We do have contacts with the police, and we did establish this before, with Blair's group and this group, to make sure, you know, that we are getting people coming in, and just so, I could so easily turn into a police, really more of a police state than it is now. But
what we need to do is get does anyone have a contact with, like, a German civic organization that really, really likes living in Metapol to make a public statement against the war.
There undoubtedly is a German society in Metapol, although how everyone else is going to react to that after this morning's news is to be seen.
The German Bund.
Yes, but if they make a sort of declaration of loyalty to the state in which they're living in, it can diffuse some situations.
And they can also declare that the group that they could also declare that the fatherland is wrong and they're making the wrong choice. And we believe that they need to be freed from this tyrannical government that is not that is leading the people astray. You can have them make the same oratory statements.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just so easily can be seen as a front, but it's gonna, no matter what we do, it's not gonna be a peace, it's not gonna stay peaceful for long. There's always gonna be reactionary people on both sides, because there are people who are dicks, who are gonna make it, we're gonna make it bad, but for now we can do what we can.
Yeah, I mean, even Americans interred Japanese that were here that were Americans.
Yeah.
You know, it's,
yeah.
Yeah. Also,
and I was, you know, I say post 9/11, anyone looks slightly.
There's really,
boom.
There's really no good. There's just less bad.
Yeah, in some ways, I see a German quarter as such, you know, German sector being both a good and bad thing.
Well, that it'll develop. That's what develops naturally, anyway.
Yep. That's what's going to develop, and it's going to be good and bad, but we need to put people somewhere. We have room in Metapol. It's just
I'm not
too
there.
Good a solution at the moment.
You do what you want to do, man.
Yep.
Well, the big thing is making sure that, like, innocent people don't get caught up in a frenzy of xenophobia.
That's going to happen anyway.
I know, but as I said, there's no good, there's just less bad.
I start burning the German flag and Kraut, go home.
Yeah, in which this brings...
So
this does
anyone who feels safe enough to be in Metapol, then sure, fine, let them come in and for that tour of a sort of... And as that, you know, as the presence develops and people see that we're nice people and everything, all the Germans are nice people, then boom.
Yeah, the main problem
those crowds over there are bad. These ones are fine that are here.
The main problem you're having is that the people that didn't flee in the night are kind of stuck here as the airport has been demolished.
Yeah.
Well, see, that can play in our hands. The people that didn't flee are the ones that are at least marginally loyal. Are they not?
Or less well informed.
Yes, less well informed is exactly the point.
If they were better informed, that means they were more dangerous. So therefore, if they're not informed, they're not dangerous.
That's not necessarily
true. Don't think too hard on that.
Yeah, you are starting to hear people in the crowd say, "Hey, I believe my neighbor's one of them Germans."
Yep.
Hey, what about that? What about that other neighbor? He's a Frenchman.
Yes, yes. These sorts of things are already circulating.
I wonder, does that mean the Frenchmen around Bishop's house? Oh wait, Bishop's house already got destroyed. Never mind.
Yes, yes.
That 14 bloated was destroyed.
Up. Bloated up. Yes, it did.
It's because no one could get in. Not even the landlord who had the key.
All right.
That's the ultimate I can say. If they're willing to come to Metapol, then we said we have the room. But you know as well as I know what sort of thing can happen. Humans are humans.
Well, the other thing is now, if we're getting refugees in Metapol, we need to reach out to the farmers and make sure the food supply is protected. Otherwise, it could be very, very bad.
We need more power armor.
So, I'm in the office of the Silver Servant.
Do you really go by yourself?
Be there. I was there with
you. Yeah, because all this talking and such can be going on as you're going.
Actually, and I'm in a police outfit.
I'd like to.
Yes.
And Blair will know, and we'll have a police.
Well, I mean, you know, if for Blair to have officers there, she says you have concrete evidence to lay.
That's a fair point.
No, that's why I was wondering why we aren't just taking him out at his home or when he goes out for lunch.
Well, we'll flash the badge and he had to,
we have to ask him a few questions down at the station.
You go to the civil service building that he works in, yes?
Yes.
In which case, several people do, are you maintaining your disguises, you know, through this whole?
Yep.
All right.
So I am in a police officer.
No one really notices Gavin then.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how many guild members are picketing the place. That, hey, what about my job as a guildie?
Actually, the guy that delivers the mail to your cubicle every day as he's pushing on along the cart, you know, without batting an eye as you guys enter the building, he says, "Hey, Mr. Marshall," and keeps going about his business.
Nod.
No one else seems to notice.
Yeah, three pluses.
All right, so
Well, fortunately, my job will be safe to come back to. I'll still have a job in the civil service.
You just march up to his office then?
Yep.
Well, his secretary is up front. Do you have an appointment?
Maple Police. Need to speak with your boss immediately. I don't even slow down.
Okay, you say this, but you're not wearing the uniform.
No, I said I was wearing
the uniform. He got his own uniform as well.
And I just kind of barge in.
Hold on just a second. You go up to the door, and door is locked and quite solid.
It's not.
And the lady says, if you don't have an appointment, I'm afraid I can't buzz you in.
Yes, you can.
I hop the lock.
No, if there's a buzzer on the disc, you just reach over and push the buzzer.
Oh, okay.
I push the button for Marlo.
Okay, so you go over and, just everybody give me alertness rolls.
Boom!
A six.
I'm going to start with Jameis. What did you get?
Five.
Jameis, you got a five. Okay, and Sharon? You there, Sharon?
I'm here.
Okay. Alertness roll. What did you get?
Alertness, a one.
A one. Marcus, what did you get?
I have the glass dice, so that's a... One? No, two.
Two. A two. Okay. And Nick, what did you end up getting?
Six.
Yes, six. All right. Well, let's see what the three. Okay. So three. Okay. Who was reaching across the desk?
Unfortunately, Nicholas was.
Okay. Well, actually, that happens then because Nicholas goes at six. So we'll declare on down and the. Okay.
No. Nicholas goes at
two.
No, Nicholas goes at two.
Oh, Nicholas goes at two. Okay. I got you.
Marlo goes.
So here's what happens. Since Nicholas was reaching across the desk and you go at two, the secretary actually goes at three. So she's a little faster than you are. And what she does is pulls out a big old gun as you reach across the desk, and she attempts to shoot you point blank in the face.
What the hell?
Secretary!
Okay, now that we're declaring what's going on. So, Sharon, you going at one, you're kind of surprised about what's going on here, okay? Jameis, what do you
do? I'm on a five.
You're on a five, right? So you will see the drawing of the gun.
Yep. I'm tempted to scream, not the face! so immediate reaction, grab Marlo and sort of rugby tackle him out of the way.
Nicholas.
Nicholas. Yeah, Nicholas.
All right, so you're going to be essentially giving Nicholas using Oh, shoot, I forget what it's called. Hold on a second.
Give someone defense?
Yes, giving someone a defense, yes. Whatever. And what is Marlo doing?
Marlo?
You were at the door about to try and pick it, I assume.
Yeah.
So what do you do? You're across the...
Well, if I see it, baton, and
yeah.
I will... well, I guess I have to get my baton out as... No, I can get my baton out as a movement action, right?
Yes, but then you can't cross the floor to the desk. So if you want to pull the baton out, supplemental, minus one.
Okay. Then I will take a minus one and I will bash her head in.
Going right for the head, not trying to disarm her. Okay.
No, I'll smash her on the wrist.
He's been wanting to do this all along.
Yes, I've just wanted to kill someone this entire game. And Gavin's been like, no.
Uh-huh. So, okay, so what she's going to do since she didn't...
Well, that means Nick goes first.
Yeah, Nick does go first. Yeah, go ahead, Nick. That's fine. But she can always... You can always default to a defense. And if Nick is going to bash her, that's what she's going to do. Is she's going to change her action to a full defense.
Oh.
And is going to roll out from behind the desk, clutching her gun.
Yeah.
So what's your total?
A seven, but I'll go ahead and blow... Let's go ahead and start blowing some chips here. I will blow one on X major turn seven. I'm sorry, X major turn Seamus to get a nine. I'll blow a chip on... I killed a man once for 11. I'll blow another chip on I will save anyone I can because he's my man.
Okay, I think
for 11.
You want to leave some for the main guy.
And then that's all right. My baton is two on top of that. So
well, if you hit, it does.
Yes.
Right. So right now you're at 11.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. As I said, she's taking a full defense action, so she's plus two for that. She's going to use her desk as some cover. This woman obviously has some training. Into a roll.
Question, yes. Bert. Wouldn't Nick be coming from behind? Because the back of the desk would be towards the door.
No. Her desk is facing the door.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So he's across the room from her, and he's having to sprint up and try and bash her. So here we go. She's got, that's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So you end up hitting her with a 2. So she takes 2 boxes. And what does your club give extra?
Gets 2.
Okay, she's not out.
Wow, 4.
Yep.
That's disappointing. Does she have an endurance 4 boxes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. She's not out.
Wow. Yeah. What the heck?
But she did default to a dodge there. So next is Jameis, who tackles Nicholas.
Well,
wait.
Yes, you can change your action.
Wait, she defaulted, but you rolled?
Yeah, I have to roll my defense.
Yeah.
That's her action. You can always default to defense, and that's what she did.
Oh, okay. That's what you mean by default. Okay. Yep.
I'm going to do something stupid because it's more fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to push the disc on top of her.
Nice. All right. So you're going to try to tag her with an aspect of, like, you know, bookcase on her or something like that. Yeah. Sure. Sounds like an athletics move to me as you...
I would have gone for might.
Might, yeah.
Not that it makes a difference. It's one either way. Come on, positives. Yay, 3!
Okay, 3 positive?
Yep.
Yep, and she still gets her static defense. And, so, 1 is, 1's enough to make it, it's enough to tag it, but it's not sticky, so she will be able to remove it. So, yes, you, what do you do exactly?
I push the disc so it's in all the content sort of spill out over on top of her and sort of traps her a bit behind the disc so she can easily move out of the way of it, but it's more of an obstacle now for her.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happens. You need at least 2 to make it sticky, so it will easily be able to.
Not worth the effort.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's okay. It's still taggable for whoever goes next, which.
For example.
Nicholas!
Let's see.
So you were going to push a button, so you're having to change your action.
Okay. And
do what? Or you can just push the button.
Oh, I'm just going to push
the button. It's kind of like whack. It's like, whatever. Push the button.
Okay. All right, give me a second.
push the button. Hey, no, actually, I'm going to do two actions. I'm going to push the button and draw my taser.
Yeah, that's fine, because the pushing the button's supplemental, and so, yeah, you can get your taser out. That's not a problem. Okay, good enough. And Sharon.
Yeah, I'm just going to hit the arm with the gun with my walking stick. Mm-hmm. I guess that's athletics.
Sure, you want to disarm her? Is that what you're going for?
Ooh. No, I just want to make. I want to hit her arm hard enough to possibly break it. Or
oh, okay. So you're going for a full out attack. Okay.
Weapons.
Now you have a free tag that you can do on her because Gaven threw down some bookshelving and such on her.
Okay. And right. I want.
So you're at a +2 for that, and it doesn't cost anything.
And I also want to use the aspect. I'm no expert, but I've read it in a book.
Well, you roll
first. Roll first, and then you get to decide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
I am going to say she has a little bit of cover since she's got this stuff over her and and such. But
okay, so that's a 0 plus the +2 from the tag.
Okay, and that won't be enough to get over her static defense, which is now lower because you're the third person attacking her.
But what about using the aspect?
Yes, now you can tag the aspect.
I want to tag the aspect and just use a +2 on that.
Okay, and a +2 is enough to take her out. Okay, so you do. You can describe what happens there.
I hit her arm that's holding the gun hard enough so that it goes down, the gun falls out. She's no longer armed.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm thinking of
it
the wrong
thing. Probably has a broken wrist.
All right, nice. Okay, and let me make a roll here real quick. Dink. That's not so good. On the same roll.
Uh-huh.
This is the guy inside now adding his initiative to the the movement here. Sharon, what do you want to do next? We're still on initiative. You don't know anything else is happening yet.
Question, Bert?
Yes.
Did the door open after I pushed the button?
Yes, it did.
Okay, that's something I've rolled. Let's
see. Yes, yeah. So the door is open. So, Sharon, what is Elizabeth Rackham doing now?
Moving out of the direct line of the door.
Okay, taking some cover?
Yes.
You can get some. You can get behind a desk. That's fine. And Nicholas, what is Nicholas doing?
Nicholas is pointing
You're
his
You're standing in the doorway, actually. You would have had your back to the door. And then so...
Yes.
Go ahead.
I'm going to, since I drew my taser last night, I'm going to turn around and simply say, come with us. We don't want to fight. We're just here for questioning.
Okay. On three, Nicholas, you are rushed by a guy that's got a small table held out in front of him like a shield, and he's basically going to... run into you since you're the closest one to him.
Son of a bitch, what's with these people? We're in police uniforms.
Mm-hmm. So he's using the table as defense is, what's going on here. So he's making
Good thing I'm making a social attack.
He's going to make a full defense move, and he is going to take his movement to basically try to get out of the office, which will take him to the stairwell with just a one zone movement. Okay, so the what next the person up is Jameis. What are you doing? You'll see the guy bursting out of the room.
Yeah, he's not probably the guy that we came for, I'm guessing. We don't know.
yeah, you just see a table rushing out of the room that has legs underneath it.
Oh, is there a door to this office? The secretary is where we are? Or was it just more of an open corridor?
It was open area, yeah.
Ah, pity. I'm just going to draw my taser and go to the side of the doorway leading into the room here and not worry about table guy.
Okay.
And sort of trying to appear and run the lintel to see what's going on.
Sounds good. And what is Mr. Marlowe doing? You two see a table with legs running out of the room.
Yep, looking to bash Nicholas. Smash him in the kneecap with my baton.
Mm-hmm. So you're gonna have to move across the room to do that again.
Yay! I love moving.
Yep. Go ahead and make your roll. He's doing a few full defense, so he's going to roll as well. I'm going to give him a plus one for the table.
Yeah. And a plus two for the full six. Let's see. I'll go ahead and tag I've been to hell and remember it all too well for an eight. Cold blood from a hard heart for 10. And then I fight for a world where where I will not belong.
Make sure you're blowing those chips.
12. Yep. I have one more chip left after this. And then, that's 13 to hit.
13. Okay. Well, here we go. Oh, wow. That's nasty. He will spend one of his fate chips.
Yep. Okay. That's re-roll. The guy.
No, I wouldn't count on it. This is bitch.
Yeah.
That's slightly better. So let's see. That will end up getting him,
you improved by two, so exactly this.
Seven. What was your total, Nick?
13.
12, 13. So what's going to happen then is he's going to take a consequence.
15 with damage.
Right, 15. So he's going to take a consequence of... You were going for his kneecaps, right?
Yeah.
All right. He's going to take a moderate consequence where dislodged his kneecap, he's going to have a hard time running a bit there, but this is going to keep him going.
Yep.
And at five, Gaven, you see this happening as you're
peering into the office.
Into the office that he came out of?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a craft roll real quick.
Ooh, craft what? I've got different crafts.
Okay, do you have any mechanical?
Yep, craft repair.
Craft repair would do.
Ooh, three.
Three, okay, good enough. Craft repair
was the same thing as craft mechanical.
Yes. There is what looks like a glass-jarred clock. Brass contraption that's got these little three balls that move around the bottom. But strapped all around the glass clock is sticks of dynamite.
Oh, god damn it. Really, Bert? More explosives?
Run away.
There's a reason. With your craft roll, a total of three.
Yeah.
It's not enough dynamite to make a very large explosion, but probably enough to destroy the filing cabinets that it's laying on top of.
Right. Would a better roll be able to tell me how to disarm it?
That roll is actually good enough, but unfortunately, the roll is your action for the round.
Okay.
So yeah, it's not a complicated contraption. Just pull the wires out of the sticks of dynamite and you're good.
Okay. Do I have enough?
You have no idea how long it has before it goes off is the problem.
Yeah.
Do it next round.
Yeah, I'll do it next round. What the hell? We only can blow up once.
Okay. So on three, he collides with Nicholas. Since his main action was defensive, that's just color. He slams his desk into you, Nicholas, and then he uses his movement to get to the stairwell.
Mm-hmm. And
Nicholas.
Halt! We just want to question you. I am so lying to him. Can I use a deceit? We just want to ask you a few questions.
I think you can pull it off.
Yeah, I tell you what, make a fabulous roll and we'll...
Come on!
Yeah, I'm giving you severe negatives because, you know, complete BS.
Is five good enough?
Huh.
Maybe. Actually, let me add, I'm going to use, because this is the right answer, to what would James Bond do? I'm at an eight now.
Hmm.
He would sleep with the secretary and then, right.
All right. We'll see how his role looks. Because normally I'd give you a bunch of negatives because he knows something's about to explode. He knows you've taken out his secretary. Yeah. Nope. No way. He's still running for it.
Oh,
shattered knees and all.
Yeah, yeah. He's hobbling off on his shattered knees.
We can turn...
I don't think it's worth it.
No, it's not.
All right, so Sharon, what is Rackham doing?
The back of the head. Hit him in the back of the head.
How close is he to me?
See, what was your stated action that you were?
I was moving out of the direct line of the door to
okay, so you would be closer to the stairwell then, actually. So he's going to be running right by you.
If he's going to be running right by me, I'm going to take my walking stick and smack him right in the back of the knees.
Okay. You are changing your stated action, so you've got a minus one to that. But remember, he has a complication that you can tap.
Okay.
For free.
Yep. First round's free.
And this will be the last thing of the night, so might as well blow those chips you've been saving.
Okay. Yeah, because right now with an athletics, that's a minus.
It's a weapon.
It's a weapon skill.
Yeah, it would be weapon if you're trying to bash him with a cane or a walking stick.
Okay. Nope.
All right. Well, let's tap some of those aspects for a reroll.
I've already tapped my aspects, but...
They refresh every new scene.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Each scene they refresh. So the only thing you've tapped so far was what you did at the very beginning of this round.
Okay, so can I tap I'm smarter than you to aim for a particularly vulnerable spot?
Oh, that sounds very usable. So use it as a reroll, or do you want to just do a plus two? Probably.
I'm going to reroll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or do worse.
As long as you're not Nick, you won't roll a negative four next.
Yes.
Nope, that's just dead even with no weapon skills.
Okay, but dead even is good two. Because you've got a plus two by tapping his bum leg. And then, there was something else I was, well, either way, it's a plus two. And, let's see, his athletics went down. So, okay, well, it does some damage to him. Doesn't stop him, but it does some damage to him.
And she's using a club. So yeah, another plus
box, two. Another box for that. Right. So yeah. Okay. So once again, all right, Miss Rackham. Again, what do you want to do? This is a stated action, so yeah, he hasn't ran quite past you yet. You tripped him up a little bit with your swing, but he's still trying to go for the stairs.
Okay, then I'm just gonna throw myself into him.
Okay, that would definitely be athletics. You just kind of trip him up and hold on to him. Okay, and Nicholas, what is Nicholas?
I'm going to do? Since he, I know he's gonna move before me. I'm gonna move towards the stairs and shoot him with my taser.
Shoot him with your taser, okay. On three, he's taking defense movement, and actually, no, he's not. He is going to try and run and try to get multiple zones, so he's making an athletics roll to run further. And that would be...
Gavin. Remove.
It's a bomb. I say a move inside to take care of it.
Can he also move fast enough to disable it?
Yes, Yes, you can. You can move one zone, so moving into his office is fine, and then your action would be to disarm if you wish. Okay. And,
baby seal! Leslie,
you're gonna club him like a baby seal. Alright, once again, you gotta chase after him, so. Yep. And you club him.
You need to take fleet footed, you really do.
Yeah. I'm also tempted to take the aspect like his baby seal.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, his action was a full out run, which hasn't happened yet.
Oh wow! Nick.
Oh wow. Wow!
There you go. That's the problem.
Yeah,
I've seen that more times than I've seen you get plus fours.
Yep. Four negatives. You want to, hard to beat four chip. Negatives.
Yep. My last chip, I am burning it.
On
a reroll, what aspect are you tapping? You're getting low on aspects.
Yes.
you can tap his consequence.
Bringing justice to the unjust.
Yeah, that would work.
Let's see re-roll. If I can get. Oh, wow. That's going to be an 8 to hit.
An 8 total.
No, 9 to hit.
9 to hit. And so 11 with your club.
Yep.
All right, well, its passive is 2. Be a 9. Wow. And...
Wow.
Yeah, he can't take enough consequences to get rid of the 9. So how do you take him out?
Like a baby seal.
Yep, he is running away, and I was already low, and I come around and smash in the other knee, and he has 2 busted kneecaps now, and he is down on the floor.
All right, and Gavin.
Don't fail.
You're in the room. You see the explosives. You notice that it's got 1 second on the counter. Yes, it goes off on his turn. So on three, it's going to go off.
Oh, God.
I disarm it. I don't. Do you need another roll of some kind? I don't know.
Yep. Do you have anything for... Just you don't have to. I'm just asking if you have anything for explosives.
I have no particular specific skill for
just
explosives.
Just give me a repair roll then, mechanical. Don't flub it. I mean, any success is good enough. It's very simple.
Yeah, three.
Yeah, no problem. All you end up doing is pulling off a cable and, you know. And just in time.
The clock stops at 0.01.
No, the clock makes its final tick, and there's a small electrical pulse. Luckily, there's no wire to conduct it to the dynamite, or to the blasting cap. And, Miss Rackham, you have a floundering baby seal here. Properly clubbed.
Okay, is he completely out?
Yeah,
he's
out. He's got both his legs broken. he's flopping around on the ground. He's not going anywhere.
Okay, I hold my walking stick at his throat like I'm ready to, like, jab him in the Adam's apple if he keeps doing anything weird and wait for my compatriots.
Okay.
We
can go out of initiative now.
I go over to him and go, is it really necessary to resist investigation? You know, originally we were going to be nice to you, but now
you get to walk with a cane for the rest of your life.
Oh, investigation! I thought you said auditor. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, right. And I'm sure the woman over there thought the same thing.
Also, flopping around like
we're going to. Normally, we were going to just take you to the station, but I whispered into his ear, now we're going to a dark room. I'm not trying to intimidate him. I'm just looking for a reaction.
Will there be breakfast? I haven't had breakfast yet. He looks at his shattered kneecaps. And perhaps a doctor? I hurt.
Did someone ask for a doctor? As Gavin walks in.
No, Gavin's continuing to decide.
I make sure to take him, and he's going to go meet the Cheka and probably an interrogation by Logos since he's disappearing.
Yes. This is nearly his work time, so we can wrap up. And, yes, there we go. So you have a crippled man and his likely crippled secretary, who seems to be well-trained at...
Let me guess, when we investigate her apartment, one of the walls flips and it just shows these series of guns and weapons.
Something like that.
Great, we just busted Emma Peel.
Making a reference to a woman that was earlier in this campaign.
But Emma Peel works too. Yes. So, So what do you do with them? You've got two people that you've clubbed down in the middle of broad daylight. Two of you are dressed like officers, the other two not so much.
I'm going to handcuff them, throw them back in the paddy wagon that we still have. Mm. And I'm going to take them to wherever the boss Marlo tells me, since he's going to investigate them and then disappear them.
Right. Okay, I guess we can end there so that everyone can be involved in what happens to the simple civil servant and his secretary.
Okay, the simple civil servant. Yes, auditor. I'm going to plant a bomb because you said auditor.
Yes,
it just means that we need to look into their finances a little more.
Yes, we can get a robot to do that.
Yeah, I'll be able to have a look over.
Okay, back. And, all right, any wrap up you want to do, we'll save the disposition of the, two people later, but, Gavin is in a room with a bomb that was about to go off that he is made not go off.
Yep.
Added to check the supplies.
And also start going through the files. Yeah. How much time will we have between games then, in game time?
Actually, that, you guys can determine that. You don't have anything that you're time pressed for right now. So if you want some time to pass, you can.
Oh, yes!
I just don't know. Yeah, if you guys want to talk about that on the boards, that would be just fine.
That'd be awesome, because then Bishop could finally become legendary.
Are you still there, Sharon?
I'm still here.
Okay.
Then we'll have to go over to England and snipe him in the head.
Hey.
But yeah, if you guys want to talk about how long do you want the lull to be, I mean, having these people interrogated or whatever, it could just be an interlude scene in your time off if you want to take some downtime. Yeah. And I can actually post what's happening with Metapol. If you want to take like a week or two or whatever off, I can say, okay, this is what's shaking down. This is what's coming out of all of this. This is the new pecking order, et cetera.
I think that might be the simplest thing for the moment, because until some of this settles down, it's just too volatile at the moment to say, this is what we're going to do, because we can know what's happening.
It's a good session. Two experience.
Longer term, we still got to take care of certain things. Airships and the like.
I'll be right back in a minute. A couple of minutes. If we're going to do anything. And then...
I think we are.
That's going to be it. And Marcus, yeah, I'll get on with you afterwards. I don't think I'm going to do the full session, but I'll at least iron out what we're going to do with Bishop.
Okay. Okay. That's fine with me. Just give me about 10.
Sharon, did you have something?
Nope. I'm good.
Okay. Well, hope that was enjoyable, guys. And next session...
Let me know how to do George sometime.
Yes. Although, if you look up the... did I reference you the Satsi section on it, or did I not reference it for you?
Oh, yeah, but it just says this is what they can do. It didn't really say how to buy one or anything that I've noticed.
It's a stunt, just like anything else, but it's a specific type called a companion. Right. So it still costs one stunt point to do it, but once you do,
But it looked like to get him skilled up, per se, I have to keep spending, it's a stunt to skill them up and something?
No, I'm going to do it as experience points. So, like, if you want to put experience points into him, and that'll be, like, your time training him, then your experience points that you put into him becomes points he can spend on skills.
Okay.
But your character has to spend the same type of time. Like, if your ape wants to, go up a level in something, you've got to train him for a week to be able to do that, et cetera.
Yep. Can I train at the same time, or is it?
Yes, you can.
Doing that?
Yes, you can.
All right, okay.
It's not assumed that you're 24 hours, etc. You're not doing the same thing the whole time.
What would communication come under? Communication. All right.
Yep. Yeah, you can simply give him the skill sign language if you want. That would be fine.
Yeah, true. Language.
Of course, you would have to have it as well.
I've got all languages.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Trust me, that is not a problem. I already know British Sign Language.
Well, all right, folks. Good night.
Yes, good night. Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll talk about us later and something. Okay.
Have a good one.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, bluemagik.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes, or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show. We'll be right back.
You're in a tavern, and an old greasy man with a staff walks in.
He stops at your table and says, no, I don't think so, and walks on.
Walks out.
You notice that he's trailing toilet paper.
I heard there was crime. Monkey crime. The worst type of crime.
We could all start talking like that.
Stop stuffing my bailiwick.
Makes me think of all those political attack ads.
I'm Gareth Drake, and I approve this message.
How would you if monkeys took your jetpack?
Monkeys took my jetpack at mtmjetpack.com.